pull up your account.
I can't hear you. You said what?
Thank you for calling customer care. This is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
It's 30228. Somebody tried to use my card to purchase something, and I'm wondering what it was for.
Okay, I'd be happy to assist with that. I need to get an account pulled up, which will take a moment. All right, let's see. And if you could also please provide me with your name.
Anthony Charles.
Anthony Charles.
What do you guys sell? That's what I'm trying to find out.
We are a call center that provides customer service to 400 online companies.
Oh, and this was for Confident Vitality Diet. What is that for?
I do not know, sir. If you're looking at your statement, that's whoever processed what you paid. I would have to actually access...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yes, sir. I'd have to access an account to find out what the charge is about.
Go ahead.
Okay, sir. If I could please have your name.
Anthony Charles.
Okay. That's Charles.
Yes.
Okay. It'll be just a moment. Anthony Charles. I'm sorry, what is the zip code again? Let me try it a different way.
30228.
Okay, 303. I'm sorry, the line is cutting. Okay.
30228.
Okay. All right, thank you for providing that again. All right, sir. Let's see. Now, whatever would have been billed, it would have been something that would have been done on a website. So if you could also please provide an email, I can try searching using the email that you provide as well.
You're asking for a lot of information, and I'm not even sure if this was an accurate purchase. So I'm trying to find out, really, if, you know, you guys, it was declined. So I'm just trying to figure out if it was actually legitimate. So that's what I'm looking for. You know, I don't know, you know, who made the purchase or what. But, you know, you're asking for a lot of information, and I'm wondering how much information more you're going to ask me for.
Well, on the recorded line, since it's 400 online companies and we don't place any of these orders, we use the database to put in your name, to put in your zip code. And since an email would be something that's required, that can also be used to access information. So unless I'm able to access an account, I wouldn't be able to tell you who's billed. So in the database that I'm looking in with the information.
How much information are you going to need after the email?
Well, with what we initially search with, sir, is name and zip code. If we can't pull up anything with name and zip code, we can ask for additional information like your email. It's up to you if you would like to provide it, but what you provided thus far, I've not pulled up an account.
Well, my email is acharles0306@gmail.com.
Okay, acharles0306@aol.com?
@gmail.com.
Okay. And I'll let you know if there's something that comes up with that. Okay, so A is an alpha. The name charles0306@gmail.com is your email. Okay, I'm not pulling up anything with that email either.
Okay, so why was that billed?
I wouldn't know, sir. We don't place orders over the phone. We do have another database that I can access. I can transfer you to someone else that can access that database to see if there's anything that they can pull up for you from there. But with what you provided for me, I'm not able to pull up anything. We can't pull up any information with name and zip code and email. Then we can request the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that was billed. But other than that, I'm not accessing anything.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Care.